So when I thought about the theme that I wanted to pick for this final session, I went back to my little mindfulness mantra that you all have been hearing me say, what we focus our attention on grows. And I thought about the transitional time that we're in, coming out of COVID, all we've been through in the last year or two. And I thought, what about joy? Who couldn't use a little more joy in their lives? And I want to start by talking a little bit about that choice, because that was an intentional choice. I know for many of us, joy has felt really far away over the past year, between what's going on in the world and the news, between what's going on in our families, and also what's going on in ourselves, given all the stresses that have been happening on all of us in terms of our own mental health. It's been easy to focus our attention on what's not ideal. But the great thing about joy is that moments of joy are typically available even in the most difficult of circumstances. If we only bother to notice them and to be willing to acknowledge them. In tough times, I think it's really important not to feel bad about feeling joy. Research shows that joy is a source of great resilience in people in hard times. And joy doesn't have to be a major thing like bliss or ecstasy. It can be a very simple appreciation of what's right in front of us. I've been experiencing so much joy the last couple of weeks as I walk around Santa Barbara and I see all that's budding. For me, the annual blooming of the jacaranda trees is always a source of joy. So many of us are used to living in states that are better typified by our anxiety, depression, fear, and grief, so that some of us don't even recognize joy when we come across it. So I just want to encourage you that if you're feeling some joy, to let yourself feel it, to use your mindfulness to be present with that thing that is bringing you joy and to stay with that experience. It does not serve us to tamp down our own joy because others are suffering. The more mentally healthy and balanced that we can be, even in the midst of the most challenging times, the more available we are to one another. And our actions will come from more of a place of intention rather than a place of reactivity. So I want to encourage joy, and we're going to do some practices later in our meditation that are connected to that theme. But let's start by just settling into our meditation. Find a comfortable seated position. Close your eyes, or if you prefer to leave them open, that's fine. Just direct them downwards to minimize distraction. Let's take a moment at the start of this meditation to reflect that we are here on this call with other people practicing together in community. That is a source of joy for me. I hope it's a source of joy for some of you. And there are people all over the world who are meditating right now. There's a worldwide community of people who are dedicated to self-awareness, to emotional regulation, and to cultivating things like compassion and kindness. It's really important in times like this not to feel isolated. We are not alone in our practice. And we can begin to sense into our bodies. Notice your body feeling supported wherever it is that you're sitting. How does it feel? Feel your feet on the floor. Notice if there are areas of tension or tightness in your body. Sometimes just noticing an area that's tense or tight automatically creates a kind of softening. And whatever body sensations are here today, just pay attention. And also notice where you are emotionally as we begin this practice today. Like, how am I feeling? Happy? Annoyed? Exhausted? Maybe hopeful? Anxious? Peaceful? How am I feeling? And see if you can make space for whatever emerges, including if nothing at all is arising. Just give yourself the grace to be exactly where you are. And notice your mind. Is your mind all caught up in something today? Is it particularly present? Or sleepy? Or restless? Again, let yourself be exactly where you are. Letting your breath be natural, in and out through your nose. And choose something as a home base to anchor your attention for today's practice. As we've discussed over the last 6 weeks, it could be your breath in your nose, chest, or abdomen. It could be listening to sounds. It could be focusing your attention on the sensations in your hands and feet. Choose whatever is easiest for you. They all work equally well. And I invite you to try to maintain your focus on that home base that you chose. Breath after breath, or sound after sound, or sensation after sensation. And as I'm sure you've experienced, at some point, your attention begins to wander. Thinking, planning, remembering, maybe spacing out. This is not a problem. It's just what minds do. When you notice that your attention is wandering, you can, if you want, just silently label that to yourself. Just say to yourself, wandering, softly in your mind. And then gently return your attention to your home base. As we practice mindfulness, mindfulness can cultivate joy because we're showing up for our life. We're more present. So notice if joy emerges for you in your meditation today. It may or may not. We'll practice with it some more in a bit, but for now, just notice. Just notice what happens. Let's practice in silence for the next 5 minutes or so, and then we'll work more specifically with joy. And as we begin to shift to the joy practice, just to remind you that joy isn't necessarily something big, like the joy of getting something or an ecstatic experience. It only takes like one small step of mindfulness to be present for and really enjoy a piece of music, or to notice the stars in the sky, or be present to the people around us who we love. These moments are available to us most all of the time. Joy can simply arise from our willingness to be present to our lives. And if the word joy doesn't resonate particularly for you, find one that works better. Maybe happiness, maybe contentment, maybe peace. If you want, bring to mind a time when you felt joy. It could be a subtle joy, like a time when you felt a particular sense of contentment. Or possibly playing with an animal or being with a child. Or maybe doing something creative and fun. It might be from a while back, or it could be recent. Bring something to mind. And as you remember this moment, what did it feel like inside your body and inside your mind when this quality of joy was present? You might just remind yourself using some words like I could open to joy. Joy was present for me. If you're not feeling joy or the memory of joy, let's go to the future and think about, may I open to joy? May I consider the possibility of one day opening to joy? Whatever word or phrasing works for you, just keep repeating it silently to yourself and notice how it feels. Welcome, joy. And if, as you say these words, if joy feels doable, graspable in some sense, let it come. Open to joy. Hold it lightly and just let it be there. And if you're having other thoughts like, who can be joyful at a time like this? Or I don't deserve joy. Or even, this is stupid. Notice those feelings. You might consider that helping ourselves feel connected to joy is in some way a radical act in these times. You can also just be with whatever it is you're feeling. Can I hold this with kindness? And can I hold myself with kindness? And may everyone everywhere, even in these challenging times, may we all have these glimmers of joy, of happiness, of well-being. Whoever we are, wherever we are, throughout the world. Let's end by taking a few conscious breaths. Thank you for practicing with us again today. I'm going to invite you, if you can, to turn on your video, and I'm going to share with you a handout that I prepared for with a practice and a poem for today. I'll put it in the chat if any of you want to access that yourself. And what you'll find here is on the first page should be two practices under the name Appreciative Joy. It's from a book by Christina Feldman and William Kuchen. The first is a practice to cultivate our noticing. You know, that's really at the core of the mindfulness practice of joy, and really anything. Any mindfulness practice is noticing, because most of the time we're on autopilot. And then the second is a practice that invites us to cultivate beginner's mind, seeing things we see or do regularly as though we're experiencing them for the first time. That is something that can be hard to do, but there's really big rewards in it. You know, it's part of the joy of travel, for instance, is we're seeing things for the first time. And it's so that really taps into our natural a sense of joy of things. And then I also have a poem that I think maybe today I will put up on the screen. It's a Mary Oliver poem, and it's called Mindful. On top I took a picture. This is a picture from last spring of a jacaranda in full bloom. So right now I'm seeing just the very first blooms around town, but in a few weeks, it'll look like that. But here's her poem called Mindful. Every day I see or hear something that more or less kills me with delight, that leaves me like a needle in the haystack of light. It was what I was born for, to look, to listen, to lose myself inside this soft world, to instruct myself over and over in joy and acclimation. Nor am I talking about the exceptional, the fearful, the dreadful, the very extravagant, but of the ordinary, the common, the very drab, the daily presentations. O good scholar, I say to myself, how can you help but grow wise with such teachings as these? The untrimmable light of the world, the ocean's shine, the prayers that are made out of grass. Okay, so with that, I'm going to, again, thank you for being here. I'm going to complete the recording of this session.